there was a great treasure hunt taking place off the shore of Lewis, Delaware. The real treasure, though, was perhaps different than what was originally sought, and today visitors come to see some of what was found from a vessel that sank in 1798. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When the HMS DeBrock sank near Lewis, Delaware in 1798, it was said to be carrying gold from a Spanish ship it had overtaken in the Atlantic. The lure of the supposed treasure meant this shipwreck was one that just had to be found.
It was successfully located in the 1980s by a private salvage company.
Devin Felicicchia says that company worked for over 2 years to bring the ship and the treasure to the surface. But there was a problem with the salvage operation.
They're doing it improperly because they're looking for that gold. They're looking for that profit. They don't care about the historic context.
Nonetheless, the work continued during the 1980s.
They pull everything up over the course of 2 years, and then in 1986, their last-ditch attempt was to actually raise the remains of the ship itself. And that's when, of course, they realized, we had the wrong information. Oh no, we've gone bankrupt, we have no money, we can't maintain this collection. And so the state acquired it.
So what was on board the DeBrock instead of Spanish gold?
We know it was a merchant ship. It was carrying a cargo of copper and cocoa, which of course was valuable at the time, but we were already in 1798, long past the days of the Spanish sending treasure across the Atlantic like that.
Some of the historic items from the ship are on display at the Swannadale Museum here, and the ship itself can be seen as well. The state has special tours on occasion, usually during the summer months, when the public can see the remains of the historic ship, once thought to be carrying treasure that sank off the Atlantic coast. Traveling the countryside in Lewis, Delaware, I'm Andrew McCrae.